day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue, and there's a pickup game, and there's chores. And then them riding off into the sunset. And we also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media. And it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the videos show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, hog trade saw strong buying today with the potential of ag exports to China once a trade deal is done, but there is no specific information available allowing traders to speculate on future demand. March corn futures about 6 cents higher, the Dow Jones 71 points lower, NASDAQ down 11 points. In live cattle today, trade was slowly slipping lower as traders moved back into the hog complex, allowing for some nearby contract liquidation by non-commercial traders throughout the day. This held spring and summer trade 30 to 80 cents lower, although trade remains very limited. Cash markets started to see increases of packer involvement throughout the day, although very little improvement seen as the week continues in bids. Active trade looks like it will still be pushed off until Friday, both sides not budging at this point. Box beef cutouts today higher, up 12 cents in select, and up $1.58 per hundredweight in choice with line movement of 61 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, firm pressure moving throughout all cattle trade here today with increased market uncertainty developing throughout the entire complex. Following early week support, though, traders slowly but steadily backing away from the previous market support. This may add even more pressure late in the week. Nearby contracts, though, holding losses of $1 per hundredweight while limited softness was seen in deferred contracts. Meanwhile, grains were higher today with corn trade 5 to 6 cents higher amid trade optimism, but the USDA acre numbers limited gains after short covering added some support towards the end of the session. Soybean trade 5 to 7 cents higher today with trade optimism and a lower U.S. acreage number that market bears argue is already priced in. Meal flat to $1 higher and oil 40 to 50 points higher. Finally, today in wheat, trade was 6 to 8 cents higher with good short covering developing overnight, but traders will need to hold on to gains during the day session tomorrow with trade 3 to 4 cents off of the highs. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.